keeping you well. It's Health Call on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
This week's report brought to you by Fort Wayne Medical Oncology and Hematology. When cancer touches your family, a single phone call is all it takes to see an oncologist. From FWMOH, cancer won't wait, so why should you? It's your choice where you go for cancer care, and the area's most experienced team is at Fort Wayne Endocrinology. A study published just last week about colon cancer caught Lee Kelso's attention, and he's with us live right now to explain why one team of researchers think bacteria living inside your body plays a role. Lee, it's kind of creepy to think about this bacteria living in our bodies.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean. Most of the bacteria that live inside our intestines really do good things for us, but they found one type that could be encouraging cancer. So this team at the University of Washington School of Medicine studied tissue samples collected during just routine colonoscopies. And what they found is a particular bacteria was significantly higher in people who had polyps than those who did not. So that's a big deal because some polyps become cancerous. Researchers believe this bacteria somehow is encouraging growth of polyps. And they say testing for this bacteria might be a way to tell whether you have a higher risk of colon cancer years, maybe decades, before it even develops. So they are working on that. Next.
You know, I just read that colon cancer is showing up in younger people more frequently than ever before. So, let's just kind of go ahead and look at that research. It says bacteria might make it harder for some people to lose weight. What's the deal with that?
Well, all of us carry around about 2 to 5 pounds of live bacteria, but that's really not the problem. You know how some people say they just can look at a piece of pie and gain weight? Well, there's new evidence that these people might have intestinal bacteria that are just highly efficient at converting the food we eat into the sugars and fats that our bodies use as fuel. It's like they get better gas mileage out of the food they eat. On the other hand, people who find it easy to maintain their weight are thought to have higher levels of bacteria that are hungrier and actually use up more of the calories they eat, so they get less gas mileage. Researchers have transplanted bacteria from fat mice into skinny mice, and then the skinny mice got fat. So they think there's something to this theory.
Okay, so then how do I put this theory to work if I'm trying to lose weight? Do these researchers have any suggestions for me?
Well, one study found that diets high in protein but low in carbs alter the mix of bacteria for some people, but that change is impermanent. When you go back to eating, it's just the same old thing. So it's kind of boring, but the advice we've all heard before still stands. Eat more bright-colored fruits and vegetables, more fiber and nuts. Cut out the calorie-dense snacks and fast food. You know, a neurologist told me recently we'd all be much healthier if we loaded our diets with foods that our great-grandmother would recognize. And I'm pretty sure that my grandma Edna never tasted cheese whiz. So maybe that's not a bad thing.
Don't tell my husband. That's one of his favorites. Thanks, Lee. This week's Health Call update brought to you by Fort Wayne Medical Oncology and Hematology. When cancer touches your family, a single phone call is all it takes to meet with an oncologist from FWMOH. It's your choice where you go for cancer care. And the area's most experienced team is at Fort Wayne Medical Oncology.
Health Call every Tuesday on WoWo and online at healthcall.live.
Podcasts by Federated Media.